Women voters are being heavily courted by both presidential candidates. This ad for President Obama targets first-time female voters.
Your first time shouldn't be with just anybody. You want to do it with a great guy.
Campaigning in Iowa, Mr. Obama highlighted the Equal Pay Act, the first bill he signed into law.
When young women graduate, they should get equal pay for equal work. That should be a simple question to answer. When Governor Romney was asked about it, his campaign said, "We'll get back to you."
Mr. Romney focuses on the economy, saying American women are suffering.
Why is it that there are 3.6 million more women in poverty today than when the president took office? This president has failed America's women.
And Mr. Romney rejects Democratic attacks that his party wants to restrict access to birth control.
Turns out Romney doesn't oppose contraception at all. In fact, he thinks abortion should be an option in cases of rape, incest, or to save a mother's life.
But some political analysts say that Mr. Romney and other Republican candidates advocate restricting access to abortion and contraception. Jennifer Lawless is a professor at American University.
From support of policies that would take away women's access to contraception, to women's reproductive health care, to defunding Planned Parenthood, to limiting a woman's right to choose, to redefining rape, the Republican candidates this cycle have demonstrated a willingness to chip away at women's rights.
American University student Elise Preston plans to vote for President Obama.
In general, that Barack Obama and Democratic candidates seem to grasp and have a better understanding of the fact that women need to be recognized as independent and capable of making their own decisions about their own bodies and recognized as full functioning members of society.
Fellow student Rebecca Rudakovsky says the economy is her top issue and she's voting for Mitt Romney.
I'm looking for a little more of economic security because I'm worried about when I get out of college if I'm going to have a job or not.
Lawless says women traditionally tend to favor Democratic candidates.
What Mitt Romney needs to do is close that gap to the best of his ability or do whatever he can to demobilize female voters.
Women made up 53% of the electorate in 2008. So how many of them turn out to vote could determine who wins on November 6th. Cindy Sain, VOA News.